operators are standing by. This is a limited time offer. Get it today because all the deals will soon be gone. Oh, man. You ever miss a deadline? You ever miss your chance and then later you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. We're going to talk about deadlines and one-time offers right here, right now. Stay tuned for the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall and we're talking about deadlines and limited time offers and the like. Now, myself, I have my whole life been a little bit and at times a lot of a bit of a procrastinator. The old phrase, never put off for tomorrow what you could do next week, has oftentimes been true of me. When I was a student in school, I tended to wait until the last minute to get stuff done. And part of it was because I could get away with it. And so I would do it. You know, why needlessly do a lot of work that you could do later? And it was not always, well, it was rarely a good choice on my part, but it was kind of what I did. And for years I would, you know, the night before the project is due, I am just killing myself to get it done. And I would get it done, generally speaking. And in college, I always got my work done. But boy, it was, you know, I'm writing the paper the night before it's due, finishing it up. In my later college years, I got a little better at it. But still, I tended to, you know, wait until the last minute. And that has stayed true for much of my adult life. When I taught school for a few years, the night before grades closed, and I had to have the grades in, oh my word, I would be up all night correcting papers until I just couldn't see straight. I was so tired because I would have, you know, let things stack up on me. I was busy doing other things that were more fun than the hard work. And yeah, that doesn't always work well. In fact, it came finally to, as I became the senior pastor at the church there at Beans Corner, and the workload increased a great deal more, I finally realized, in hopefully growing up some, and just the added responsibility, that I could no longer do that in everything. And I started working ahead in several areas. And as I began working ahead because I knew I had to, I found that in many times I really liked it. It was nice to have things done ahead of time. Now, I will tell you in full disclosure that even now, after 12 years of being the senior pastor, that there are still plenty of times my administrative assistant will tell you that I still wait for the last minute. Nothing motivates me like a deadline. And that will really get me going. In fact, that meant that this past week, it really kind of came back to get me, because although it wasn't just that I put stuff off, there were things that, well, we can work on that later and there's so much else to do. And then the snow hit that we are currently experiencing, and oh my goodness, I wasn't ready for snow. And spent a lot of time this last week getting ready for snow, taking the lawnmower off the tractor and putting on the snowblower and putting on the winter cover and making sure the wood is finished. And because I thought, you know, hey, it's 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. We don't have permanent snow yet then. We don't have to worry about it. Well, that worked out a little different. So again, it's that idea of waiting till the last minute, and sometimes that's not good. And sometimes you miss a deadline, and sometimes a deadline, I mean, I guess that's why they call it a deadline, in that you really can't go past it. You can't do it later. And there are some things that you can get away with and you can do late, and there are other things you can't. And that if you don't take care of it on time, you're just not going to be able to take care of it. One of those is insurance. You know, whether it's health insurance or whether it's car insurance or home insurance or flood insurance, whatever, you have to get it ahead of time. Because if you don't have it ahead of time, you won't have it when you need it, and you can't buy it afterwards after the fact. In fact, I'm just going to play a quick clip here from Third Rock from the Sun of what that sounds like.
Mr. Salomon, Gary Parkinson, Buckeye Fidelity Insurance. You called about your Rambler.
Oh, yes. Gary, thank you for getting here so quickly. Here it is.
This car's been in an accident.
You bet. Why else would I want insurance?
No, you have to buy the insurance before the accident.
Say again?
You have to buy the insurance before the accident.
Oh, I see. So that's how this little scam of yours works.
No, it's just...
You people are the worst kind of scum, you know that? Now, if you'll excuse me, Gary, I have to get back to my respectable job. Try finding another sucker. Good day, sir.
All right, well, that was John Lithgow on Third Rock from the Sun. And he, as Dick Salomon, the head of the alien team, is shocked to learn that you have to buy insurance ahead of time. He thinks that, well, now that he's had a car accident, he should buy health buy car insurance. And he quickly learns that that's not how that works, that you have to buy it ahead of time. And that's the whole point of a deadline, is there's some things that you have to do ahead of time or it doesn't work. And that can be really tough for us. That can be tough for me. I'm one that I remember a couple times when I was in high school and not doing well with schoolwork, going to a teacher at the last minute, what can I do to make sure this grade isn't a bad grade, because, you know, my folks will not be pleased and I'll be in trouble. And a lot of times, most of the time, I was able to pull it out, you know, and you know, the teacher would help me, which at times probably wasn't the best thing for me, because it shielded me from the consequences of waiting till the last minute. And, you know, in later life, learning that, wow, you know, there are some real benefits to getting stuff done ahead of time. And now, of course, the trick is trying to convince my kids of that. And they've inherited some of that from me, at least some of my kids have. And now trying to show them that, yeah, you know, you'll like it better if you get stuff done ahead of time. And some of my kids get that, and some of them are like me. And it will probably take some time for them to just learn through bitter experience. But that's the whole point of getting things done when you need to. And that some things, if you don't think about them and you don't do them, you might miss an important deadline. There, some things are a limited time offer. And once those things go by, well, you just don't get that chance anymore. It's one thing that you oftentimes see people really coming to grips with when there's been a death and when somebody passes away. And so often that's at that moment that we suddenly realize what they meant to us. But we can't tell them anymore because they're gone. And then we realize what they meant to us. And that's why it's so important to, while people are still with us, to express appreciation and to express what they mean to us while we still have the chance. And the same with making peace. And I've seen situations where families didn't make peace, and then a death took away the chance, and those that were left felt great regret and a burden, because the chance to resolve something had gone away, and it was too late, because you just can't bring the person back and fix it. It's over. You're done. And that's just very tragic. And so, you know, then oftentimes you might see a post on social media or hear them say, you know, man, boy, make sure you do it while you still have them. Make sure you resolve things. Make sure you tell people you love them. What, you know, all the different things. Because death is one of those deadlines, you know, no pun intended, one of those lines that you really can't come back from. You can't cross and fix. You know, the same goes when people do dumb things that end in their loss, their death. And it's like, man, you know, they probably, if they could do it over again, they wouldn't do that. But it's too late. You've missed your chance. You know, you learned the hard way, and it was too hard, because you don't get another go. And this is why it's so important to sometimes step back and to think and to actually look ahead. And that goes with the end of all of our lives and dealing with God. So many might give some thought to it, but they don't give a lot of thought to it. They haven't investigated. They haven't thought through it. You say, well, you ready to die? Well, I kind of figure when I die, I'll probably be fine. Well, what's that based on? Well, you just decided it. You just decided that, oh, yeah, I think I'll be all right. I think I'm doing pretty well. Well, on what basis? You've created in your mind a system that is favorable to you, which, of course, if you're going to create your own system, why not one that's favorable to you? And you've decided, based on the system that you've created, that you're going to be okay and you're going to get to heaven and God's just going to say, hey, you're a pretty good guy, come on in. Well, that's a very comforting thought. The problem is, what if it's not true? Or what if you end up like Dick Solomon there with saying, well, now that this has happened, this is what I want to have happen. And you say, well, that's not how it works. You have to do that ahead of time. Well, but, oh, now, oh, so that's how that works. Well, now I want to fix it. Well, you can't. The event has passed. And the deadline has gone by. And now it's too late. Imagine, you think about, I was just watching a World War II documentary the other day where a battle was anticipated and it resulted in tremendous loss of life. And really, one side was doomed to lose, and they did lose, and they lost most of their guys. Imagine if, with hindsight, they could go back and surrender. Because if you're going to lose anyway, well, let's lose without the loss of life. But they didn't know. They didn't know they weren't going to make it. And so they couldn't surrender. And by the time it became clear that they've lost, it's too late to surrender. You can't surrender after you've been beaten. That's a meaningless statement. You can't surrender. You're toast. You know, you can't, if they come and arrest you, you can't turn yourself in. And when it comes to dealing with God, once you're facing him, it's too late to come to him because he came to you. C.S. Lewis said that he talked about when God invades, when God comes back, when God steps into the world that he created to wrap it up. He said it's going to be awful. He says, and when you see the elements melting around you and all reality caving in as the author steps onto the stage and the play is over, he said, it is no good to say that you will lay down when it is no longer possible to stand up. If you can't stand up, you're not choosing to lay down. The Bible says that in the end, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. So everyone's going to confess that. Everyone will see it. But the problem is that confession, that bowing, will not be in reverence. It will not be in recognition and surrender. It'll be in defeat. At that point, it'll be too late. And we need to not wait until it's too late to figure out our salvation, to figure out our eternity, to figure out that God loves us, to figure out that God wants to forgive us, that God has offered to forgive us, that God has offered not to have you worry about whether you've been good enough to get into heaven, but instead to say, well, no, you don't have to be good enough. He wants to take over and he will make you good enough. He will pay your way. He will ensure that as you enter into a relationship with him and accept his work rather than kind of depending on yours. And that's why the Bible says now is the day of salvation. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.